Welcome to the IT Experience Podcast. This is a podcast for those who are interested in IT experience management in large enterprises. If you use ServiceNow or other enterprise service management system to provide services to employees, then this is for you. Brought to you by Happy Signals. More smiles, less time wasted. But maybe a little announcement before we actually get into the topic of today is that in the end of January, January 31st of 24, we are going to held the first ever ITXM Summit. So come and learn about achieving outcomes with IT experience management. You will hear from Osvaldo Santos from Nestle, Chris Facey from the Campari Group, and also Niall Keating, who actually is related to this XLA topic. And with Niall, you actually created the white paper that we are referring to today.
Yeah. So you have these three real heroes, experts of ITXM, and then it's us.
Us. But anyway, you will find the link on the description or the show notes. So click on that and you will see the whole agenda and how long it's going to be. But it starts 10 GMT, 11 CET. And I think the timing is like 2-3 hours, something like that. And we try to make it also very interactive. So you have your chance to ask questions from Chris or Osvaldo or Niall. So yeah, hopefully you will enjoy that one. But what if we go to the topic of today, which is really the XLA? And I think maybe we need to start with the definition of XLA. So what is, Sami, XLA? What is what we call the X data, the O data, and the T data?
Yeah, so of course, sometimes it's so easy to kind of compare XLAs to SLAs and start the definition from that. But let's think that the people who are in this event or listening to us now, I think you already know what really is the definition compared to SLAs. But how we see the whole experience level agreements and XLAs, what is that a combination of? Is the experience data, meaning the people data, meaning the real feedback from people, how they feel about services and efficiencies and so on. Then there is the operational data, which is more like linking these experience data to the processes and things you are doing, how IT works and so on, which is part of the whole experience or influences the experience of end users. And then there is the technical data mainly provided by the DEX products of the world. So how IT work, are they up and running, times and so on. All these are related to the experience, but in our heads and what we are mainly talking as a Happy Singers, of course, we are focused on the people side, real feedback for real humans when you talk about this experience data. But in overall, experience level agreements can be consistent of all of these three.
Yeah. And to go further in the definition, you can go to see the white paper, which is again the link on the show notes, or we have our practical guide to XLAs. But today the topic is actually a very pragmatic, that many times you then need to start actually creating the proper XLA contracts with your outsource provider. And I think what we wanted to do here is try to help those practitioners, those people in the customers, and also on the provider side of how to actually do it. So in this episode, we are going to cover the four different options. We'll have a few more episodes after this one going deeper into other topics. But if we start here, that we listed four different options in the white paper. So shall we go through one by one? And I think the first one is committing to an XLA result.
Yeah, but maybe even before deep diving to these ones, when you are starting to think about this and how I put XLAs to an agreement with the provider, I think set first your targets clear. Is your main target to control the provider, making sure they are delivering certain level of a service to you? Or are you optimizing and maximizing the benefit and creating happier end users? These four options are not equal from that perspective. The one that we are recommending is not going to be controlling at all what your provider is doing. But if you really are in a situation where there is no trust, then maybe some of the other options here are valuable for you. You may be forced to select them. But you will understand this comment more when we go through these options. But that is the real thing, that are you able to do a decision that you are maximizing long-term happiness of your end users? Or are you now making sure that you at least set something out of your provider?
Yeah. So depending on your current situation where you are,
And your relations with the procurement, how you do deals and so on. So this is a that we have noticed sometimes that there is a struggle inside the enterprises that some people who are running the services might be willing to move for more in a collaboration mode.
Yeah.
But the procurement is working in a old ways, meaning the SLAs kind of stuff. Okay. And I think now you asked about the option one. That is very, very often the first thing that comes to our minds when we start to think about this. SLAs were in the agreement that you set the target that you have to be minimum on this level that and, you are meeting that SLA.
And the option one is committing to an XLA result.
Yeah, committing XLA result, meaning that you set one number, like in our happiness score, you set a score like it has to be, happiness has to be 80, lost time 2.5 hours. The problem with this one is that it doesn't really prioritize things in any way. You have only one number there.
Yeah.
And typically SLAs were set for years, long time periods. And the problem would be that you are now only setting target that what is enough. You are not maximizing how the DevOps stuff. But if you start to do, if you have to do this, at least do it a way that you can change that target together with the partner. And it's not always that you can go up because there might be some changes in your whole overall ID that you're adding some new products and so on, which means that the happiness is dropping for some time. And it's not your partner's fault. It is your decisions that made that. So it's very, very unfair and not productive method.
Yeah.
So, but there are cases where you are forced to do this, and that's why we are handling that option in the white paper.
Okay. Then what about option two, committing to a digital experience result?
Yeah, this is something that now you remember the O data and T data. This is about the T data. So the experience score you get from the DEX tools. Kind of for many IT providers, it is easy to commit to this one because it's factual how technology works. Like SLAs, are you answering phone in certain time and so on, and tickets brought this off in certain time. But this is not really on its own XLA.
Mm.
It is a technical data just from how things are. I think we have now started to work on bit kind of making this for us IT people understand IT by talking about restaurants.
Yeah.
You have an experience of a restaurant visit, starting from booking something, food, everything there. It is a combination of those small experiences during that. And when you are after that asked, are you happy? Yeah, 10. Why? Or should you say 4?
Yeah.
What was the reason about it? It might be the booking system or something. If you measure restaurant experience by DEX tool-ish way, you're measuring temperature of the food, and certain other stuff that like temperature of the room, how fast did you deliver the food for the people? It might be that you don't even want to have the food as fast as possible.
Yeah,
you are eating salad. It doesn't matter if it was 20%, 20 degrees or 25, and that, so that it doesn't give you real understanding of that experience.
Yeah,
that's why DEX scores are important. You have to understand how IT works. But it's not giving you the maximum benefits of making your end users happy.
Yeah. So, but then if people say that it was too warm in the restaurant, then you can go to your technical data and say, oh, actually, yeah, we can drop that with few degrees and then see if the experience changes for the people. But still, exactly, the room is fine of whatever temperature you set it on.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe another thing that many times you do with technical data and those KPIs, you actually set them. IT sets those numbers, and it's not the end users or the people actually using the services.
Meeting those targets doesn't make it, you cannot be sure people liked your whole service when you only measure one certain part of it.
Yeah. All right. Then we have the option three, which is committing to improving experience.
So this start to be more flexible in a way that you have a model. What we recommend is never set a target for more than 1 year. We recommend to set it for 6 months. It's enough long time period when those changes that you did start to influence the scores.
Yeah.
And agreement ways never look at experience less than from 2 months. So if you have sanctions, if you have rewards, always calculate it at least from 2 months, because there is like Christmas and summer times, and those are influencing the scores. And small changes might be influencing too much if you have a very, very short time period.
Yeah.
So 2 months if you have any targets. But here the difference between this option three and one is that you are committing to certain improvement levels, like 5% is in 6 months, 2% and so on. Challenge here is that improving from 50 happiness by going to 60 is much, much easier than improving from 80 to 85.
Yeah, true.
So you have to really have a good way of working, collaborating, agreeing. But the good thing here is you agree the targets in certain time periods. So it's, and is that really a contractual thing? Mm. No, it's you have 5 year long agreement. You just agree the way of working, how you set those targets, and then you agree that together. And it gives you also flexibility how you change your services in there during that time period. Yeah. So this start to be a good way of working.
Mm.
But it's, don't do it in a way that you set 5% is every year, because it just is it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
On average, our customers have been able to increase the happiness of the end users in the first 1-2 years by 23%.
Mm.
So in the beginning it is easy, but when you are set, when you are in 80, it start to be more optimizing the cost of IT and efficiency of the services than really going to.
Yeah.
I think there are some customers that are in 90 in our,
probably yeah, at least very close.
There. Yeah.
All right, then we get to the option 4, and I guess this is the one that you want to talk more about, this committing to delivering the experience management service.
Yeah, and this is now doing it together. So in the agreement, it's not about setting those exact targets. Or the target you said, that we will have every 6 months, we have 3 to 5 improvement actions that has been agreed together. So yes, you can have the like making sure by numbers things are done and you are really doing ITXM, so IT experience management as a service. But this is not to control your provider. There is commitments that the customer has to do as well. We are doing these parts. We are doing prioritization of everything in our IT leadership team per 1-6 months and so on. But this makes it sure that you have ways of working and handling those issues in that experience together. And that's, there is a list in the document which is describing what are the recommended things that you add there. And of course, this is per customer, that you have to check that and optimize it for your own use. But the main thing is commitment from both sides to certain things, and not only number improvements, but that you have those improvements, that you really select them. But I would say even more important is that together you set the focus.
Yeah.
Is the focus for next 6 months in this area of the business? And now when talking about this focus, it's there are two things. You agreed from the perspective where you are failing, or where the experience is not maximal, or where you are losing time.
Mm.
So you select services in this area, they are complaining about it, so let's focus on this one. But the other thing is from the strategy perspective, because now IT leadership can tell you that, hey, we will have now 100 or 500 new employees, so let's focus on the people that have entered the organization. Or we are now going to change our ERP. We are investing 30 million to improvements. Let's focus on measuring that, and the experience of that is more important than other areas. So you are doing always some challenges and changes, sorry, in the organization. So why don't you link experience management to the areas that are otherwise important?
Yeah.
So it's but two ways, where you are lacking experience and what is important in the organization. And when you have that in the agreement, your providers can ask you and make sure that you do give them that information so that they can deliver maximum quality for you.
Yeah.
So this 4 option is really all about the collaboration. No sanctions, not even rewards. You can read about that. Nothing, we will talk about that in another episode.
Yeah, I think that's a good kind of bridge to the next episode, which will be about penalties and rewards, because I think that is, of course, when you're talking about contractual things, that is what people are used to. Having penalties, having those things. So, yeah.
So please. I also revealed my opinion about it, but I will come back to why.
Yeah, please join us for the next episode. We'll talk about more. And in the meanwhile, if you want to go and read the whole thing, so this whole paper is available on the website. So you can just read it there, or you can then download the PDF for you. It's in happysignals.com/ or how do you call this? / XLA-contracts.
Yeah. But, and hey, again, I want to say big thanks for Neil Keating of doing this with us. So there is a lot of his expertise in it. It's not only what we are thinking here, it's also what Brighthorse and Neil Keating have learned about XLA.
Yeah, exactly. Was about to say that as well. So please go and read it. It's done together with Brighthorse. And like we said, mentioned in the beginning, Neil will also be talking in our ITXM Summit in January. But hey, that was the episode of today. Hope you enjoyed that one. And as we usually end it, stay safe and stay happy. If you like this episode, giving the podcast a review helps others find this content as well. You can also visit our YouTube channel or our learning center at happysignals.com for some more video content.